92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
A listener named Tiffany is on the phone for a second date update today, and her email was interesting. She said she wanted us to call this dude back, and she described him as boring.
What?
So okay. I don't know why she wants a second date, but I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
Tiffany, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
So, how about this boring guy? What's his name?
Well, Mike's his name, but I didn't mean like boring. You know, like cute boring, like a little old fashioned, a little quiet.
Cute boring.
Okay. I'm actually hearing stable is what I'm hearing. Is that what you mean, Tiffany?
Well, he's very different than any other guy I've gone out with, so maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what stable looks like, yeah. But it sounds fun.
All right, so where did you meet Mr. Boring?
I met Mike at a networking event.
Oh, okay. That is boring. Good point. Did he approach you or you him?
It was a big gathering in a hotel, and I honestly don't even remember if he introduced himself first or I did.
Okay. So it's kind of one of those things where everybody's talking to everybody.
Exactly.
So what set him apart from the crowd? The fact that he was more boring than everybody else?
Right?
Like, what made you notice him?
Well, I mean, he's good looking, but he also just had like a different vibe, like confident, kind of focused on his career, you know, not like other guys that I've dated, you know, who are just like, for lack of a better word, gamer boys, you know?
Right.
Oh,
okay. Right. So he sounds sexy, if you ask me.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely thought he's good looking. I mean, obviously I was interested. We exchanged numbers.
And did he know that it was, I mean, since you're at a networking event, like it may have gotten lost in translation that you liked him in a different way.
Well, I mean, we texted and called a bit before the date and like there was some pretty obvious flirting going on.
Okay. So you think that he realized that you weren't trying to get together to talk about real estate or something?
Yeah. I mean, unless he's very thick.
Okay. So what'd you guys do when you actually went out?
Well, we met at a park.
That's okay. Random.
Boring.
Wow.
For sure.
Why a park?
He actually had lunch reservations that he had made, but I didn't know about that. And I had just been to brunch with my friends, you know, having some mimosas.
Oh.
So we ended up walking around instead because I had just eaten.
Oh, okay. That's kind of a letdown, honestly, if I'm him and I'm like, I plan for lunch and then you show up. You're like, I already ate. Let's do something else.
Well, you know, he didn't tell me, and he was actually really cool about it. He just, like, grabbed something in a coffee shop. We walked around. It was really nice, actually. You know, we, like, went into an art studio, some little boutiques, and this super cute old bookstore.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Still sounds boring, though.
Yeah, it sounds super boring to me.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it was a little boring, but it was, like, him boring. You know, it, like, the old bookstore, it was like him. You know, it's cute. You know, it's quaint, smells like leather.
Old people.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Did you guys have, like what was a big moment where you connected?
Well, we have a lot in common. We joked and stuff. And I'm a little embarrassed to tell you this, but I did actually try to kiss him at the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no.
Oh, no.
But he said it was because, like, other people were watching and he felt awkward about people watching him.
Whoa. But okay, still so he's saying no.
Yeah.
Is-
Yeah, he turned down your kiss.
I don't know. I think that's kind of understandable. Like, it's broad daylight. You're sober in a bookstore. Like, I'm not making out with people in that situation either.
Well, he was sober. I was mostly sober.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay,
right.
So you were kind of drunk. So maybe that was it. Maybe the kiss you were going in for wasn't like a normal peck on the lips.
Yeah.
You were like kind of drunk and like, let's get down right here in the bookstore.
I don't know. I thought I had it pretty well under control, but I could be wrong.
Okay. So did you guys end up kissing later on?
You know, we didn't. Like, we got to a point where he said he had to go. He said he had dinner with his mom. And, you know, I made a cute joke about it. Like, wow, it's kind of fast for me to be meeting your mom already. And he laughed. He thought it was funny. So I thought that was good. So we definitely ended on, like, a good note.
Okay.
So what's happened since?
Since I've texted him a few times and haven't heard back.
Okay. So what do you think could have happened?
I don't know. The only thing I can think is that, like, maybe I was a little tipsier than I thought I was, and he noticed it, and that was a bit of a turnoff.
Okay. So he felt like he was, like, walking his drunk friend around town for a little while?
Listen, it's not like he was force-feeding me water and bread or something.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. You were, like, totally hammered, at least.
But, yeah, you know, that's the only thing I can really think of. Otherwise, it seemed like we had a good time.
Okay. All right, well, we'll play a song, and then come back and call him and get your second date update, all right?
Awesome, thank you.
Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Tiffany is on the phone. And there were a lot of but not that's on Tiffany's first date with a dude named Mike. She showed up drunk, but not that drunk.
Uh-huh.
He was boring, but not that boring.
True.
The date was good, but not that good. I don't think. Anyway, if you're just joining us, Tiffany went out with a dude named Mike. She met him at a mixer, and then they went out for a date. He actually made lunch reservations, but she had gone to brunch with her friends before that, so she'd already eaten, was kind of tipsy. Mm-hmm. So they had to change plans and ended up just kind of walking around and going to stores while he ate a sandwich that he got from a coffee shop. But she says that she really enjoyed it, and he was boring, but in a cute way.
Cute boring.
And she really wants to go out with him again, but he's not calling her back.
Do you have any theories on why he's not calling you back?
I mean, like I said, my guess is it was because I was a little tipsy and it turned him off or something.
Yeah. But okay. You weren't full on drunk, right?
No.
Okay.
Trust me, if I was drunk, you would definitely know it.
Okay. I believe that. Okay. And yeah.
Let's not forget, she did try to kiss him in a bookstore.
Oh, that's right.
And he actually turned her down and said no because he thought there were too many people watching. Sorry to remind you of that, Tiff.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. All right, I'm going to dial his phone right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Mike, please?
This is he.
Mike, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm good. Where are you calling from again?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
Don't kill me, but no.
Okay.
Sorry.
Also, before we get into this, I would like to compliment you on your deep voice, sir.
I was thinking
very nice
that.
Voice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
we're
no
in
problem.
A voice industry.
So. Yeah, yeah.
It's very satisfactory, though. Like, yeah. Satisfying is what I mean. It's very satisfying.
Okay. Did I win something?
No. I'm calling you today, Mike, because we do a segment on this show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone to try to figure out what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you gone out on a date with anybody that you can think of that might want to call you, like that you haven't been getting back to?
Now that I think of it, potentially. Is this, oh my God, Tiffany?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You got it right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've been trying to forget Tiffany.
Tiffany emailed us and told us a little bit about your date. She also said that you're not texting or calling her back, and she wants to know why.
Well, I mean, is this on the radio?
It will be, yeah.
Why? Are you going to say something inappropriate or mean? Like, it sounds like your date was pretty tame.
Yeah, no, it was tame. I mean, the whole thing was kind of weird in that I didn't realize it at first when I had met her, but there's like a big age difference.
What's the age difference?
Yeah.
Well, when I had first met her, I thought she was older.
Okay.
I mean, she looks like she's in her mid-30s, actually, but...
What?
Hello?
Yeah, so keep going.
But how old is she?
I think she's like 26. She's in her mid-20s, which would make me like almost 30 years older than her.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Holy hell, that's a big age difference.
Yeah. You have a deep voice, an old man voice.
And that's why you do lunch and not brunch. That makes sense now.
You know, that's why most of my dates are over the phone, I guess. I mean, I give good phone.
Okay. Didn't. Yeah.
I don't even get that.
It's good though. It's good though, man. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
So you thought she was in her 30s, but she's in her 20s.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. And did you bring that up at all, or did you just kind of dismiss it as like, let's just get through this and I'll be done with it?
I just kind of knew it just wasn't worth getting into. I mean, she's very nice. She's fun. She's peppy. A lot of energy.
She'd be great friends with my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the main thing. But it also seemed like she was looking for, like, financial support, you know, like that.
Oh, my God.
Stop that.
That was
yeah,
me. Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Well, why did you think that? Did she know that you were so much older?
Well, I don't know what she thought I was, but I mean, I mentioned that I was retiring and she actually got excited.
She got excited about you retiring. So she definitely,
yeah. Yeah, like, she's like, so where would you take me? You know, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, so I just kind of seemed like it wasn't really going all for the right reasons kind of thing. So
you think she was just looking for a sugar daddy?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it seemed like.
Okay.
Okay, do I get to talk now? Do I get to chime in?
I think you're, yeah, you've been trying.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to let you know that Tiffany's on the other line and wants to talk to you.
What?
She's been listening to the whole thing. She's been trying to chime in too. Tiffany, yeah. You're not doing very good at being quiet.
I'm sorry, but come on. He thought I was in my mid-30s. What? How?
Look, Tiffany, I don't know if it was the lighting in the conference room or what, but I mean, you're very attractive. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you know, attractive for an older lady, I guess.
Oh, my God. Tiffany, is that the point you're really upset about? Shouldn't you be more upset about him thinking you want a sugar daddy?
And 30s is young.
Listen, maybe he misinterpreted what I was saying. I was just talking about how, you know, it's challenging that, you know, my parents aren't helping me anymore. I'm just, you know, transitioning out of that and that sort of stuff.
Oh. Well, no, I mean, you mentioned that your dad cut you off. You couldn't pay rent. And I don't know, it just kind of seemed like you were looking at me for the money kind of thing.
So what, you think I'm some kind of gold digger? That's what you think?
Well, no. I'm just wondering, I mean, what would a beautiful 26-year-old like you be interested in a guy like me for?
Maybe it's because, Mike, I'm sick of messing with the immature man boys that are my own age, and I'm interested in trying it out with someone who has some more maturity. Yeah. You know,
someone of retirement age.
Tiffany, I appreciate that, but I'm a lot older than you.
Mike, stop being so hard on yourself. You are not that old.
I don't think he's making it sound like a negative thing. It's just a fact.
Right. It's just a fact. I am that old, Tiffany.
No, I mean, you're youthful. You're young at heart. You joke. You know, like, no one would look at you and think you're your age.
No, Tiffany, I think that people would just look at me and know that I'm that age. And I'm fine with it. I'm totally fine with it. I mean, how weird is it? Would it be for my family, my friends, you, your family? I mean,
right.
I don't know, Mike. Age is just a number. It's 21st century. That's not what's important to me.
Well, I've accepted my age, and I think that you might have to do.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't. Like, you're young. It's not like you have one foot in the grave, Mike. Why are you talking like that?
You shouldn't accept your age. Oh, don't accept your age, Mike.
I mean, I used to think that way as well. I mean, I don't anymore. I don't have to anymore. I'm fine with where I am. But you kept mentioning money and vacations and paying for stuff, and I'm not supposed to have to pay your rent, you know?
That's just like normal boyfriend stuff.
No, it's not.
I don't think paying your rent is normal boyfriend stuff.
That's normal life stuff that you do for yourself.
Wow. I mean, my last boyfriend helped me with the rent.
How much older was he?
Like, my age, like 2 years older.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you a question. What if I couldn't afford to pay the rent for you? I mean, let's just suppose, you know.
What do you mean? Like, that's not the situation.
What if I made $40,000 a year and I couldn't pay for your rent?
But you don't make $40,000 a year.
That's not the point.
I'm saying, would you still like me if I wasn't able to do that? Really?
Listen, that's not the situation. So, like, I don't know why we're talking in hypotheticals.
Oh my God.
Guys, this has been fun.
All right, well, hold up. Don't go just yet, man. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, Mike. Would you like to go out on a second date with Tiffany? We'll pay for it.
Listen, best of luck. I wish you the best. You're a great girl, but I'm gonna decline.
Aww. Well, Mike, you know, I thought that, you know, you were a more open person than that. I thought that, you know, I gave you the benefit of the doubt, being a little boring and whatnot. I thought, you know, just in time, maybe you'd open up. It's a generational thing.
Yeah. It's a generational thing, being boring.
And that's just really disappointing. So right. I guess I read you wrong.
I understand.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Tiffany, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date.
Well, you know what? If anyone knows anyone who's quote-unquote age-appropriate and not a gamer man boy, right, Let me know.
Someone more your age? Yeah. Someone in their 30s?
I'm not in my 30s.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.